This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across America on great radio stations all across the country. And I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. Thank you very much for tuning in. Special thanks go to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world right now. And special thanks also go to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And for all those who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and take advantage of all the different things that are over there. All right, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Sad news to report right off the bat, Kyle. Cyclone Idai's death toll. Now, that's a storm, a tropical cyclone that hit Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe last week. It's been raining pretty much for a week. Has killed potentially thousands of people and affected millions more, displaced people seeking food and shelter, destroyed infrastructure, which has interrupted relief efforts, and it's just a mess.
It truly is, Captain, and drone footage has been revealing a lot of devastation in those areas of coastal Africa there. This has been essentially, just as you said, a lot of rain for a lot of days, about the equivalent of a Category 3 hurricane.
Right.
We understand that, now, generally speaking, about 40% of Mozambique's population lives near the coast, and according to Hal Needham, a storm surge expert, says 25% of the nation's gross domestic product comes from the coastal zone.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine this kind of storm, what the kind of devastation it can do to lives, but also to the livelihoods of many people there. And about 93,000, almost 100,000 people may be displaced in Mozambique and Malawi at this hour, Captain.
Well, one city, according to the Red Cross called Beria, 90% of the city has been destroyed, and that was where there was 50,000 people.
Exactly right. And so we're still going to be getting all these details coming in. But, of course, what the initial factors are, of course, it's not good, but there could be upwards of 1,000 people that have lost their lives as a result of this storm. It's also interesting to find out as well that since they began using satellites back in 1966, there's only three tropical cyclones that have made landfall in Mozambique at this intensity level of Category 3. So it's a more of rare occasion, but obviously could be intensifying these days.
Now, before we get moving along here, talking about the normal stuff that we would on the American political scene, we should also mention that once again, all hell has broken loose in France, in Paris, because in the fourth month of protest 1,000 members of the Yellow Vest damaged 91 businesses in Paris on Saturday, including stores along the renowned Champs-Élysées, which is considered Act 19 in an effort against French President Emmanuel Macron, which protesters see as elitism in France. They're trying to get him out of office.
Well, right, and I've heard tell that he may be looking to find ways to ban the protests. This has been going on, I think, at last count, it's approximately, the last 18 weeks or so, like clockwork, they're going out and having these protests. And so, obviously, this is going to be a continuing bad situation for France generally, and of course also for the all-important tourism money for them.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with what's going on here, because nobody knows for sure. And again, it's just one of those things where, these people, they've been protesting for how long?
I think it's approximately the last 18 weeks or so. They've been protesting an awful lot. But it's like it comes on every weekend.
Well, actually, the number 19, I believe, refers to the number of weeks they've been protesting. So Act 19 means that they've been protesting for 19 straight weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't gotten anywhere yet, have they?
Well, no, but it continues. I mean, can you imagine if it was a major city in the United States and every week you have a protest where cars are set on fire and businesses are damaged and all kinds of things? That would be a major, major catastrophe.
Well, when we went off the air yesterday, right there afterwards, so sometime within an hour or two, we heard about a terrorist attack in the Netherlands where a suspect killed 3 people, apparently he wounded 5 others in the Netherlands, and it was a train attack. What do you know about that?
That's right. This happened in the town of Utrecht, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Got me.
Yeah, evidently, according to some of these initial reports, there was a Turkish man who is allegedly the gunman. They've arrested a gunman, of course, in this subsequent to that attack. Some of the reports say that he could have been firing at a relative on the train or on the tram and then began shooting at others who tried to help that person he was initially trying to attack. But, of course, we're going to get more information about it. But it does come on the heels, of course, of the Christchurch tragedy in New Zealand. Almost 24 hours or so after that. So this is, again, a very, very sad development.
All right, well, hold that thought. And, folks, we got all the bad news out of the way. When we come back, we'll get into some, I won't call it bad, but it's not great news. But we'll get into the political realm of things that's going on here. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about everything you own. And by the way, they have coverage for more than just the car that you drive. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And they can also help with your homeowners and renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. So look them up in the Yellow Pages, or go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com to find out more. All right, and don't forget, today I will also be over at the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue. Have lunch for the captain. We'd love to see you there. We have a good group of people that's been showing up there every Tuesday for the past month or so that we've been doing this, and we have a lot of fun there, and everybody enjoys coming, and we just have a lot of veterans and first responders, retirees, and even some folks that just stop over to have lunch over there and just shake our hands and say howdy howdy. So stop on by, and all veterans, remember, wear your military cover so you can identify yourself, and you get a free dessert. Your choice of a free dessert. And those brownies aren't bad that they make there, those homemade brownies. Anyway, Kyle Horn, a professor of politics, is with us. You getting hungry?
I sure am. I could go for some good barbecue.
Oh, boy. It's I'm telling you, I'm psyched because I'm getting into my beef brisket today, my lean beef brisket. Okay, well, obviously we talked about all the pardon me, all the bad stuff that happened, and we don't need to get into that, because we got bad enough stuff going on here with the Mueller investigation. Now, everybody's talking about, or was talking about, well, it's getting down to the tail end and things are going to be all over. And then all of a sudden, we hear on Friday that the U.S. Special Counsel's Office asked a court to delay sentencing Donald Trump's former deputy campaign chairman, Rick Gates, because of ongoing investigations stemming from the Russia investigation.
Well, you know, We keep hearing that the Mueller report's winding down, or we keep hearing that it's going to be this week.
Doesn't sound like it to me.
Exactly. So I think we all just have to kind of stay in that holding pattern, as it were. One day this report's going to come out. But of course, you know, it begs the question, well, what about the so-called Russia investigation would have to be ongoing at this point? Because of all the different things we know about the Steele dossier, how all this was put out there essentially as a political stunt, a political ploy to go after the candidate, and then of course the president-elect, and now of course the president. And so we're just going to have to kind of see what happens. My feeling is that there's some other kind of things that, just as Mueller and his sort of spider web of investigations have found out about some of these different players in the orbit of Donald Trump, it has nothing to do with Russian collusion.
Well, there's a couple of new polls that are out there, and in both of the polls that have come out, just over half the voters agree with President Donald Trump's long-shared condemnation of the special counsel Robert Mueller and his investigation as a political witch hunt. And the difference between the people that agree with that, that disagree with that, is about 3.2% in favor of the people that believe it's a witch hunt.
Well, right. Well, I think because, generally speaking, the American people believe that, you know, at some point investigations have to come up with something. You know, there has to be some kind of conclusion. And I think a lot of people have been questioning, you know, how long, you know, does an unbudgeted, non-time specific investigation go on? I guess the answer is it can go on for the entire presidential term, because in order to have maximum impact, they'll want it to have, to be coming up as the 2020 race intensifies, of course. But I think a lot of people are just wondering what it is, especially when you start with a conclusion and begin to work your way backwards. And I think a lot of people realize, too, that this should have never happened in the first place. This isn't the kind of thing you need a special counsel for. It was engineered to be put together. So I think it's, again, going to be a big dud collusion-wise.
And, we can hope so. And, of course, what the president had to say was, he said, wow, a Suffolk USA Today poll just out states 50% of Americans agree that Robert Mueller's investigation is a witch hunt. At MSNBC, very few think that it's legit. We'll soon find out. And, of course, that's coming from the president yesterday.
Well, right. And, you know, because, again, you know, you can't have these kinds of investigations become the norm, basically. And this, I think people see this for what it is. It's been a political hit job, a political a nightmare, essentially, because of the loss of the 2016 election by the Democrats. And so hopefully this won't become the norm as we move ahead subsequently into the future of the United States, because it's just a way of trying to hamstring the other party. And so I think once the Mueller report does come out, President Trump is not going to, there's no evidence of him getting together with Vladimir Putin and conspiring to change votes and all these kinds of things. And then hopefully we'll be able to move on. But the Democrats will not want to let it drop. That's why Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and the rest of them are going to continue on with endless investigations. Now, of course, Captain, they're going into the finances of President Trump and his relationship to Deutsche Bank and all these kinds of things, trying to find something they can hang their hat on.
Well, if you want to go into some finances, here's what you need to do if they're really on the ball. Somebody needs to go into the investigation of the people that were with Obama's Justice Department, Obama's FBI, and then it goes back to Eric Holder, too, and perhaps even to the Obama himself and Vice President Joe Biden. Reason being is because while Obama's on the sidelines staying out of a lot of different things, Joe Biden's out there getting $100,000 for every speech he gives. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. He gets high paid. Yeah.
Yeah. And Hillary's out there still bringing in money, and they're still raising money for the Clinton Foundation. And there just doesn't seem any accountability for any of these people who we keep finding out more and more about how the Clinton campaign was involved with Russia and the collusion and the dossier and all the other little things that are going on here. But nobody is being held responsible. That's all looking at the President Trump and this, that, and the other. And we know about this other stuff that's going on, and nothing is happening. And I hate to report to the country, I don't believe anything will.
No, because for one thing, well, I mean, the new Attorney General, I think, is a good guy. I think he will try to investigate some of these kinds of
things. Well, we need a special counsel just to investigate that.
Well, exactly right. But I think that one of the downfalls right now that we're seeing, and a stark contrast, is the fact that the media itself are the ones that try to get these things into hitting a critical mass, as it were. And of course, there's so much evidence of this over the last 2 to 3 years almost now, but really over the last 2 years, that anything that could come out, a new bombshell about the Russia investigation, some leak or something that maybe somebody made up out of whole cloth, and they all sort of jump on it, call it a bombshell, and then begin to talk about, well, President Trump will probably be impeached next week now, that kind of thing.
Well, the media's a little bit too busy, Kyle, blaming the president for the New Zealand massacre and picking up on all the different talking points that some of the wackos on the left are bringing up there. And they're just too busy with their little agenda, their little game that they keep playing.
Well, right, because, you know, again, just like many in the Democrat Party elite, so many in the media are, all they want to do is undo the 2016 election. I mean, this is the front and center mission, evidently, that so many have, and it's really kind of sad because the American people used to trust the media. They literally did. If you go back and into the, say, just back into the late 1970s, most people believed that they were getting a good information from the news media, and that's really flipped nowadays. And part of the reason is that if everything is agenda driven and and you've got a message from the news media as opposed to reporting what happened so that people can make up their own minds, well, that's a big deal.
Do you remember the mayor in Baltimore, where a lot of fingers pointed back to the mayor in Baltimore being responsible for that riot they had there and not doing what should have been done by telling the police to stand down? You remember all that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh stepped down from the University of Maryland's Medical Systems Board of Directors days after it came to light that the hospital network had for years purchased her self-published children's books.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
What do you call that? Bribery?
Yeah, right. Well, it's something. Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, the Foxconn factory that's coming to Wisconsin, bringing with it a whole bunch of jobs, will be producing the flat screen panels by the end of 2020. Construction is starting later this year. That's good news for Wisconsin and a lot of jobs headed that way.
It certainly is.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, we got flooding in our own country up there in the northern part of the country. We'll get into a little discussion about that here in a couple minutes. But we got a lot more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
That's Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse talking about the catastrophic flooding in the Midwest. At least three people killed, including an 80-year-old woman who dies as floodwaters fill her house. Senator Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Right now, we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the National Guard's doing a great job. Governor Ricketts is doing a great job.
More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. In other news, California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court. Twitter not commenting on the case. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends, DR Mold Solutions. You know, now is the time to get control of the mold and all the different mildew and things that's been building up in your home and office before it does irreversible damage to your health and your property, because we all know that mold can cause things like asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more trouble. And don't put your family or coworkers at risk either. You can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. So contact my friends at DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, for our friends in the state of Florida, that's 727-692-9622. And ask about their back-to-summer special. Again, one more time, 727-692-9622. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
The Covington teen, and by the way, now Devin Nunes is also suing Twitter for $250 million. You heard about that, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
But the Covington teen could most definitely win his lawsuit against CNN. A number of legal minds have come out and said, boy, this is going to happen. And, I don't really know where we're going to go with all this, but goodness sakes, CNN's in big trouble here with these lawsuits going against them.
Well, I certainly think that they are. And I think that, you know, the American people, by and large, they understand that people in the public eye who, you know, go out and make statements or they're political actors, you know, they sort of, you know, can expect to have some pretty tough coverage, you know, from time to time. But here you have this young man. I think he was 15 years old at the time, if I recall correctly, but a very young man. But he's not a public figure. Just because he was out in public doesn't give the media the right to sort of vilify him and mercilessly go after him and create this aura that he somehow is a monster, which, of course, he is not, and that's why this lawsuit is so very important. I think it'll help the media to re-realize, you know, just what they're in the business of and what they're supposed to be doing in terms of reporting the news.
Well, something else that's going on here is with Devin Nunes, a congressman, his $250 million lawsuit against Twitter claims that they negligently failed to yank the defamatory tweets against him and called out a shadow ban against him. And if that's the case and he can prove it, well, they're in trouble.
Well, right, and you know, this is one of the things, of course, because when you have private platforms, this kind of lawsuit, this kind of case, I think, will help to define more clearly just the kinds of responsibility that people who maintain private platforms have in terms of this kind of explosive or racist or defamatory content that comes across. And this, of course, we've seen Facebook try to deal with this. Twitter's going to have to deal with this. But at the same time, people can figure out when somebody seems to be kind of biased or a platform, you know, doesn't seem to be even-handed with how it's banning people or shutting people out of with access.
All right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do several times a week here. Again, going back to CNN, their poll that they put out, their approval poll of President Trump, has now climbed to 42%, absolutely backfiring on what was that they were probably trying to do.
Well, right, because, you know, President Trump, he's going crazy with a national emergency. He's going to veto the resolution passed by both houses of Congress. You know, he's shouldn't be high up in the polls. But yet, again, President Trump is showing something. He's showing that as a politician in the political game, he's doing something that most politicians just don't ever really do, and that is keep his promises and constantly sort of laser beam in on what he said he was going to do, and at the same time ratcheting up his own counter attacks, as you will, if you will, against the media onslaught. So I think a lot of people are looking at that and going, okay, well, this guy's doing what he said he was going to do, and I think that's driving some of these polls.
Now, the well-known Jewish author David Horowitz has written, "Christians Face Danger in America." What do you suppose he's talking about there?
Well, I think because it seems to be okay to criticize and vilify in the most horrible terms Christian people, as opposed to you know, any other religious group, and that certain religious groups seem to be immune from all criticism or questioning of any kind, but yet Christianity it seems to be singled out these days as the one group that you can say they are virtually responsible for all the bad things. Have no place in our society, according to some of these vicious attacks.
Now, there's something afoot here because Congressman Jerry Nadler, who is in charge of the House Judiciary Committee, out of the clear blue sky came out and said he was encouraged by the Trump probe cooperation between his committee and the Mueller investigation. And then Bill O'Reilly yesterday, just in the middle of a conversation, said that he believes that Trump was going to get some sort of hit from the Mueller probe, a negative type of hit, but what it's going to be, he said he just didn't know.
Well, whatever comes out of the Mueller report is going to be spun that it's Armageddon. It's, look, this is exactly what we've been waiting for from most in the far left media, and certain cable networks and certain commentators, and certainly those on Capitol Hill who don't care what Nancy Pelosi said about, hey, let's not go the impeachment road right now. They simply want to do this because it's like a quest. It's like they've become obsessed with it. So virtually anything, if Mueller comes out and says, you know, Donald Trump, didn't pay for his whole school lunch one time and or something, they're going to say, well, look, see, he's got to be impeached. I mean, whatever it is, they'll spin it that way.
Now, the other thing we're hearing about here is that, according to CNN again, CNN was busy yesterday, the White House has staked claim to the Mueller report before Congress gets their hand on it, because it's going to go to the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, correct?
Right.
Then the Attorney General will kick the report upstairs to the White House, because that's where it goes next, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Then it's up to the White House whether or not they want to release it to the Congress in a timely manner after they review it themselves. Congress will get it last if they get it at all.
Well, see, here's the thing. Way back in the days when there was the special counsel for Bill Clinton, that was Ken Starr.
Yep.
Yeah, he operated under a different statute. He operated under the statute that he would create the report and then deliver it to Congress. Well, that statute isn't there anymore.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it goes from Robert Mueller to the Attorney General. Now, the Attorney General can make summaries of this report and release that, essentially releasing it to Congress, if he releases it at all. But of course, there's going to be major calls on the left side of the aisle for the whole thing to be released. There's even some calls from conservative commentators and pundits to say, look, just release the whole thing, because if one member of Congress gets their hands on it, it's going to become completely public. There's no doubt about that. But it's going to be interesting, because the Democrats in Congress, I think, could care less about what the statute says at this point. They believe that this is going to be their ticket to either impeachment or destroying Trump as a viable candidate for 2020.
Well, I agree with that. And the last thing before we go, Judge Jeanine Pirro, we found out yesterday, is on at least a 2-week suspension from Fox for comments that she made that were viewed as defamatory against Congresswoman Tlaib. Now, as of yesterday, they've hired Donna Brazile, who is the infamous Donna Brazile, who gave Hillary Clinton the questions to the debate back when she was running for president.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. For what Judge Jeanine talked about Omar, she's tried to clarify that as well. So a lot of people are not only scratching their heads about the suspension, but they're scratching their heads about the Donna Brazile thing for that very reason, Captain. This is the heart and soul of election meddling, and that is when you give the questions to the person, they're going to be on your network, and you give them the questions. I mean, come on.
They're bringing in an expert in how to cheat.
Well, right. I mean, and for some reason, again, Hillary Clinton sort of gets a pass on all these kinds of things in the mainstream media mostly. Can you imagine if Donald Trump got questions? The uproar
yeah.
would be.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you, tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And have a great one, Kyle.
You too.
You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com for more KyleWarrenShow.com. And we are coming right back. And we're going to take a look at our highways and byways out there, because we got a lot of flooding going on in the northern plains, and we'll try to let you know where all that is so you can avoid it. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com.
and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just run, old bandit, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
All righty, time for our Trucker's Highway and Byway Report. Little Jerry Reed bringing you in there with a big old diesel engine in the background sounding off there. Thank you, George, for that. And I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive has got four dealerships to take care of you, and all you need to remember is the four words: you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles at Moss Family Automotive. Now, that means you save thousands of dollars, literally, off the sticker price of the vehicle. And if you tell them the captain sent you when you go to make your best deal, you'll get another $500 off just because you told them the captain sent you. Well, here we go. Historic to catastrophic flooding will continue across portions of the Central Plains and Upper Midwest for the rest of this week. Now, several states have already been impacted by the flooding: Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. And unfortunately, a weak low pressure system will slide through that region over the next couple of days to produce additional showers and rain on top of the flooding they've already got. Now, that is coming from the west northwest, and it's making its way right now into Minnesota. It's already in North Dakota, from the Canadian border all the way down to South Dakota, and the same on the western side for Minnesota, the northwestern part of Minnesota on down to the North and South Dakota line right there, scattered showers through the rest of the state. And you'll have rain along the Mississippi River tonight all the way from Wisconsin and Minnesota down into Iowa, down into Missouri and the eastern part of Arkansas and the western part of Tennessee. Now, not to be outdone, to the west in Nebraska, you've got various areas of rain tonight. Northwestern Nebraska on the South Dakota, Colorado, Wyoming line, you've got rain in that area, and you've got rain along the Missouri River area right now, just south of Omaha, down the line, a ways towards Missouri. So again, be very careful there. Now, out in Montana, the southern half of Montana tonight, you got rain showers there. You got rain showers again in Coeur d'Alene. You got rain showers up there in the Fruit Valley, in the Hood River Valley, I-84, in Oregon, and the I-90 section going into Seattle. So be careful there. High winds again tonight in Nevada, Reno, and south down through the mountains in the high desert. And you've also got wind going over the top of Downer tonight. You do have a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevadas, down in central California along the Nevada line, for 6 to 12 inches of snow from 5,000 feet up. 6,000 feet up, you're guaranteed to get about a foot of snow. 5 to 6,000, around 6 inches or so. So that is continuing in California. And right now, coming out of California on I-40, going east all the way to Tennessee, you're looking good. I-10, you're looking good. I-8, you're looking good. I-20 coming out of Texas, you're looking good till you get into the northern part of Alabama tonight. And there is a hard freeze warning for northern Alabama, northwest Georgia, the mountains of North Carolina, and the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. That means that you could have some bridges freezing over tonight, amongst other stuff. So be very careful. Be very careful. And, of course, it's a little chilly down here in Florida tonight. Lows in a lot of places in the 50s. But it'll be back up in the 70s tomorrow. So it's not all is not lost for spring break. However, there is some rain starting to come in here in Florida right now. And we'll have some rain around for about 24 hours before it clears its way out. So there you go. Now, also want to look at something else here when it comes to the weather. You do have a couple of small systems, one off the coast of Washington State and the northern part of Oregon, that looks like it's creeping its way towards that area. And Northern California, you've got a small system working its way towards Northern California. Both of those, depending on the tracks, both of those could bring more rain to the upper Midwest, which, again, you don't need any more rain when you've already got catastrophic flooding going on. And we don't wish that on anybody. We don't wish that on anybody. So you guys and gals, be careful out there. And, again, if you're trucking along I-90, I-94, I-80, be careful, especially Council Bluffs, Iowa. A lot of those truck stops right there in Council Bluffs, Iowa, are literally underwater, the fuel pumps anyway. And when that happens, they are not going to pump fuel, so remember that. And Catwoman and Road Dog are on their way back up to Indiana, I believe, tonight, and then they're going to take a day or so off. And all right, that's cute, Catwoman. I see that. That's cute. Glad you sent that to me. And, of course, we also heard from Trucker Eric. He's out west, headed west. And Trucker Mark is, let's see, where is he? He just posted something here. Let me see if I can find his post. Trucker Mark is headed back east out of the northwest. And, oh, my goodness. Okay, well, he's headed for Nebraska, Offutt Air Force Base, and he's showing me the pictures of Offutt Air Force Base, part of the runway underwater. A lot of the base is a lost cause. It's calling it a lost cause, as a lot of Offutt has been flooded big time. So there you go. That's compliments of the Missouri River there. So you guys and gals, you stay safe out there, whatever you do, trucking around the highways and byways tonight. Now, got to remind you that Moss Nissan, the home of You Serve, You Save, is always there for the veterans and the first responders. That's what they do. Nobody else in the country does what they're doing. Nobody. And those four words can save you thousands of dollars on a new vehicle. Now, not to be outdone, they also have a lot of great trades that they take in. And the certified pre-owned trades that they take in, you can get at wholesale pricing. For example, they had some 2013s, 2014s that were sitting there less than $10,000 being sold out the door wholesale priced on some low-mileage vehicles, Nissans that they had the other day. And even a Ford Escape and another vehicle. Let's see, what was it? It was, I believe it was a Toyota. But anyway, they do a really good job. And on their certified pre-owns, you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to repairs. You also get free oil changes for life, and you also get free tire rotations for life. Now, does it get better than that? Sure, absolutely. Because when you have that kind of peace of mind, you don't have problems. And if you have problems, you brought them about yourself, because they aim to please. So there you go. Now, also, taking a look here at one other little thing, because this is weather-related, it looks like as if we're going to get some snow. Let's see, California. All right, California's going to get some more snow, and it looks like this next storm coming in could bring more snow to California, which is something that I'm sure they don't want, but then again, it is what it is. Okay, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Coming up after the top of the hour news, Ms. Rosemary's back again tonight. Sure, she's got some interesting words for everybody. So don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And I am the Captain, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. I'll be right back.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.